little about his passion for singing and about his remarkable comeback to the concert platform after a life-threatening illness. He is Jose Carreras.
The flower song from Carmen and the unforgettable voice of Jose Carreras. Jose Carreras, thank you very much indeed for being with us on In Tune in our state visit to Barcelona. And I must say you've chosen a wonderful place for us to be, where we can see all the cultural delights spread beneath us. We're on about, what, 30 floors up on the seafront?
Yes, more or less. I think this is a very privileged view of the city, and I have to admit that I'm here for the first time as well.
Well, this gives us an idea, I think, of the cultural richness and the changes in Barcelona. It's really very vibrant. How long has it had this extraordinary electricity?
Well, I think that for what concerns the city that became much more up-to-date, modern, and urbanistically speaking, the Olympic Games in 92, they made a dramatic change over the whole city. But if we talk about art, we talk about culture, we talk about architecture, we talk about all these kind of things. Barcelona, as you know, is linked to people like Gaudí, like Miró, like Picasso, etc., etc., etc. Long, long list we could add to that. So I think that we are very, very lucky and we are very proud.
You're on the stage of the Lancia Airport at the age of 8, or was it even earlier?
No, I think that I was 11 years
11.
Old.
And
I
quite was, old then.
Yes, quite old. I was singing in a Spanish opera called El Retablo de Maese Pedro, composed by Manuel de Falla. And, well, I don't really know exactly the circumstances why the management of the Liceo called my parents to say, we know that your boy is singing, we would love that he sings in an opera performance of this. And, well, my parents, they were rather musical, and they thought that that's a good opportunity, and I started to learn the role, and I sang it. And that even gave me more and more and more the idea that my musical instinct or my intuition for music and singing could one day bring me to be a professional singer.
Well, what would you have done if you hadn't become a tenor? Could you have gone through life as a baritone?
Why not? I mean, if you cannot play center forward, you can play midfield or you can play in defense.
And we shouldn't forget that you're sort of football passionate. Not quite a hooligan, but you're not wearing your Barca shirt, but you really should be, shouldn't you?
Oh, yes. This year is the centenary, so the 100 years of the foundation of the Barcelona Football Club. And I sang a concert a few days ago at the Nou Camp for 80,000 people, free for the people, for all the members. And for me, as a member myself of the club, it was a very emotional evening, a beautiful evening.
I hope it stiffens their resolve, sends them on forwards to victory.
Yes.
Well, we're hearing something now from your latest album. When you talk about tenors having all this wonderful music written for them, it's interesting you've chosen to have arrangements made of orchestral music. Why? Well, you've got such a big repertoire to choose from.
You're right, and I think that I did most of this repertoire live or on record, and also there are these kind of beautiful symphonic pieces composed by genius like Tchaikovsky or Rachmaninoff and Chopin, etc., etc., that always thought, my God, it's such a pity I cannot sing along with this music, that there are no words to sing this music. And already a couple of years ago, we were working in the very first of this project, that, a recording that was called Passion. Now this one is called Pure Passion, because apparently the public liked it, the public enjoyed it, and myself, I can assure you that I'm very happy and I feel very honored to be able to sing this wonderful music.
From Albanese tango, sung there by Jose Carreras, but after all, everything is possible for a tenor. Tenors are renowned for having a great sort of ego, aren't they? So you're allowed to sing anything, but you obviously adore it, you obviously enjoy doing that.
Yes, and this beautiful melody from Albanese, which happens to be a Catalan composer.
You didn't accept a general anesthetic when you were having a bone marrow transplant because it could affect the voice. Was the voice that important?
Yes. I have to be very, very open. When I was in hospital facing such difficult period, my first priority was to save my life, and I don't want to become over sentimental now. And the voice, the career, and that was something on a secondary place. But in any case, I always was confident that I will recover. I was always optimistic, and I thought, if I recover, if there is a small chance that I recover and I sing again, better than take the risk of damage of vocal cords.
Well, the intensity of your welcome back, I think, probably even overcame you, both in Vienna and here in Barcelona, where everyone, it seems, turned out. Thank you very much for being with us here on In Tune in Barcelona. And we finish with Mrs. Verdi, with Celeste Aida, and with Von Karajan, who, of course, had a huge effect on you. You had a great relationship, didn't you?
Yeah, I think this is the most important professional relation I had, artistic and professional relation, because he was somebody that was able to give you all the view in a very easy way, to transmit the feelings he had for music, and to sing with him was a tremendous experience, and it was like discovering every performance, every rehearsal even, something new from the score, and definitely that's in my memory, and I think it's the most important part of my artistic career.
José Carreras, thank you very much indeed.
I thank you.